Nah, sekali lagi, bagi Anda yang baru saja bergabung, jika Anda ingin menghubungi kami, Anda dapat menghubungi kami lewat Facebook atau lewat email, yaitu ke indonesian.program@sbs.com.au itu, atau telepon langsung kami di 02943031 35 atau 03994922208. Nah, apakah Australia itu rasis atau apakah rasisme itu masih ada di Australia? Jawabannya ada di laporan tentang rasisme yang disusun oleh Kirsty Johansson dan Maya Jamieson dan yang disampaikan oleh Ibu Sylvie Wantania berikut ini.
Saudara pendengar, 1 dari 5 warga Australia mengalami perlakuan rasisme selama 12 bulan terakhir. Menurut salah satu penelitian terbesar yang diadakan mengenai isu rasisme dan prasangka buruk di negara ini. Survei ini dilakukan oleh SBS bekerja sama dengan Universitas Western Sydney. Para peneliti mengatakan, kita hampir menghadapi bencana nasional Islamofobia apabila tidak dihentikan diskriminasi yang terjadi.
Have you ever been in a refugee camp? Like Nauru and stuff?
Excuse me, are you bullying this girl?
No, I'm just asking questions.
You are asking absolutely outrageous questions. If you're Australian, I am disgusted.
Sebuah penyelidikan terselubung di mana situasi dibuat oleh para aktor untuk melihat bagaimana reaksi orang-orang di sekitarnya terhadap komentar rasisme.
You're in our country, we help save you from where you came from, where you've been persecuted, and you wear things like that.
So what should I do then? What should I do then?
Well, why don't you dress like other Australians?
Sebuah potongan dari dokumenter yang berjudul Apakah Australia Rasis atau di bahasa Inggris Is Australia Racist yang merupakan awal dari bagian program Face Up to Racism di SBS yang akan berlangsung dari tanggal 26 Februari sampai tanggal 5 Maret. Profesor Kevin Dunn dari Universitas Western Sydney memimpin penelitian ini yang diikuti oleh lebih dari 6.000 responden. Penelitian ini meneliti beberapa isu seperti tindakan terhadap perbedaan budaya, toleransi terhadap kelompok tertentu, dan hierarki rasial.
If you're an Aboriginal Australian, half of the respondents, 50% of Aboriginal Australians would tell us that they've experienced racism in education or perhaps in seeking employment or while in employment. That's double the rate for their non-Aboriginal peers in the survey.
Tingkat rasisme yang dialami oleh warga Muslim Australia bahkan lebih tinggi lagi.
60% of Australian Muslims in the survey told us that they experienced racism in an educational setting or an employment setting or when seeking employment.
Profesor Dunn mengatakan, peningkatan tindakan rasisme selama lebih 10 tahun sekarang menjadi isu kebijakan publik yang perlu diperhatikan segera.
On the basis of this data and other data, we are facing almost a national calamity in terms of what is called Islamophobia. Over 60% of people in the survey said they'd be concerned if one of their relatives were to marry someone of Muslim background. That's a very high level of concern towards that particular group.
Penanam modal perumahan Ping Hu pindah ke Australia dari Shanghai 28 tahun lalu. Ia mengatakan masih mengalami rasisme karena latar belakangnya. Baru-baru ini, papan reklame di depan lokasi konstruksi bangunannya dikotori dengan poster anti-Asia.
Because our face is Asian, so even doesn't matter we are how many years here, work how long, even for our children, because their face is Asian, we needed to do something to stop this. Australia, shouldn't be like this.
Sementara itu, site manager Muhammad Morgani yang berlatar belakang Lebanon mengatakan hal tersebut menghina semua ras di negara ini.
Go back to your country, you Asian people. You know, it's go back to your country. It's when I read it, it's message to me as well. So it's not only particular Chinese. If this developer is Lebanese, will be again the Lebanese. Lebanese people, they're working really hard as well, like the Chinese, like the other communities as well. We've been working in Australia for over 125 years in the construction. You know, some Lebanese work in the operator house and some Lebanese work on the harbour bridge. And we will work continue and we're not going to stop.
Profesor Dunn mengatakan survei ini mengungkapkan isu-isu yang perlu perhatian.
Some of the hopeful findings in our survey are that 80% of Australians see cultural diversity as a really positive thing. So that's a great finding. And by the same token, about the same proportion, 80%, acknowledge that there's a problem with racism. And the same proportion again say that something should be done about racism. So there's this strong community, this strong public support for action against racism, the racism which is unfairly distributed across the different ethnic groups in our country.
Itulah tadi laporan tentang rasisme yang disusun oleh Kirsty Johansson dan Maya Jamieson dan yang disampaikan oleh Ibu Sylvie Wantania.